Rival Queens by Kate Williams, read by Emma Cunniff.
Prologue. The axe lay in a wooden box, cushioned, locked up in Mr. Bull's modest home. He had been long expecting to use it for this, the biggest job of his life. For he kept up with the news and the pamphlets, and he knew what was afoot, as anyone would, no matter what the Queen and Cecil said officially. He had polished the axe, tended it, ensured the blade was shining. Finally, Walsingham's messenger came on his fine horse, and Mr. Bull saddled up his own, packed up his mask and cape, and tied the box containing the axe to his saddle. He sent a messenger to call for his assistants to accompany him. The three men rode quickly north. They stopped at taverns on the way, but spoke to nobody, keeping away from the crowds and stowing the box in their rooms. Bull and his men had not been told for whom they and their axe were destined, but they could guess. They were nervous. They knew they would be expected to perform the job with speed and skill. No one forgot tales of executions that had taken 10 or more blows. Nearly 50 years before, a fellow executioner had missed the neck of Margaret Pole when she knelt over the block and caught only her shoulder. It took 11 blows to kill her, during which she attempted to escape and was hauled back, screaming, to the block. Mr. Bull knew he must kill in one blow, particularly as it was a woman. There was no